Welcome to the Property Management Mastermind Show with your host, Brad Larson. Brad owns one of the fastest growing property management companies in San Antonio, Texas. This podcast is for property managers by property managers. You'll hear from industry leading professionals on best practices, new ideas, success stories, and lessons learned. This is your opportunity to learn about the latest industry buzz surrounding property management, as well as tips and strategies to improve your business. Now here's your host, Brad Larson.
Hello everyone, this is Brad Larson, host of the Property Management Mastermind Podcast. To see a complete list of the offers and discounts we have worked to provide, visit our website at propertymanagementmastermind.com. In there you will find additional discounts from Tenant Turner, Citizen Home Solutions, PMW Websites, and several others. Also be sure to check out our Seminar and Conferences tab, where we highlight different conferences going around the country, business and property management related. Lastly, be sure to seek out the Facebook group we have started and become a member. In that group, the PM community at large, to include vendors, are welcome to join.
This show is sponsored by the best home inspection software on the market for property managers. We endorse and use Z-Inspector as our software of choice for our team to document home inspections. We particularly like their 360 degrees camera system that produces amazing views of the interior room. Your clients will love Z-Inspector documented inspections you provide them. Visit www.zinspector.com to learn more.
And welcome everybody to another edition of the Property Management Mastermind Show. I'm your host, Brad Larson, and today's guest, I have Ms. Ruth Rosbach here from Filter Easy. And so we're going to finally finalize the debate on pizza and pineapple. And for the record, I'm going to mute her so she can't say anything. So I'm muting her. There should be no pineapple on pizza ever. No Italian, when they sat in Italy and created pizza 1,000 years ago, said, you know what would be really good on your pizza? Pineapple. Nobody did that. So tell me, Ruth, what's wrong with your system of putting pineapple on pizza?
Well, first of all, this question and this topic was not on the outline that you sent over. So I thought you said you weren't going to blindside me with any difficult questions.
No, I had to pick on you a little bit. I had to pick on you a little bit. So just forget all that. Let's just start over. So Ruth, how are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for asking. How about yourself?
Good. You're a good sport of me ribbing you on the pizza thing. And I bring it up because we see it all over the place on Facebook. It's been flying around social media and it's kind of a fun little topic. And so I had to bring it up first thing intentionally.
Topic or topping. Sorry.
Right. Intentionally blindsiding you with it just to start off the episode by ribbing you a little bit. But I want to get into the Filter Easy stuff because this is your bread and butter. This is your niche. And I really am very impressed with what Filter Easy is doing inside of the NARPM space. You guys have been huge supporters and you do a awesome service. So let's talk about it for the folks out there.
Sure. I'd be happy to. I'd like to talk about that. And thanks for the compliments, by the way. I appreciate the kind words. We work really hard and we love what we do.
So introduce us to you first, who you are and what you do.
Sure. So I'm Ruth. I work at Filter Easy. I've been here since April of 2017. And I'm a regional sales manager, and I currently cover, I specialize in the markets that are out there in Phoenix, Northern Arizona, Utah, Nevada. And then also I work at a lot of the national conferences as well. Plus, you probably see my face all over Facebook.
Yeah, I think what you're doing on the Facebook side is awesome because we see quite a bit of the social media coming up. It's really kind of fascinating how that works, where intentionally you can kind of create a little bit of buzz just by starting debates of pineapple on pizza. And next thing you know, you're like, who is this lady? And then you look into it, it's like, oh, it's Filter Easy. I kind of like them. I want to learn more. Plus, I want to get to know Ruth because she's really kind of cool. And so it's actually a great way to market what you guys are doing. So I give you a lot of kudos for that. So give us a little bit of background of how you got into Filter Easy.
Sure, certainly. So I grew up in Raleigh. I've been in Raleigh for over 30 years. Wasn't born here, but I moved here when I was 5, so I consider myself a native. Been here for over 30 years, and so my heart and my soul and everything is poured into Raleigh. And so when I was looking around for a different job, I really was looking for something that would speak to me on that level, a company that was founded and based here in Raleigh so that could really contribute to the economy. That really spoke to me for that aspect. And then also you may have noticed, especially now that you see me on Facebook more, I'm a bit of a health nut and I'm really fitness minded. And so being part of a company that provides a solution that provides better indoor air quality for tenants and for people all over the U.S. and in Canada right now currently, because we also have an e-commerce side of things, not just property management. Being a part of that solution also really spoke to me. So I did a little research into the company, found out a lot about the culture and the people that work here, and really fell in love with the company and the solution that we're providing after several different conversations and accepted a job, and have been happy working here ever since. You can't even really call it work though when you love what you do.
Good. Excellent. So paraphrase kind of what Filter Easy is and what you do with them. So kind of give us, you know, the overview of how Filter Easy can help property management companies out there and kind of what it does. So give us once over.
Certainly. So Filter Easy, we've been around for 6 years. We've been working in property management for, I think it's about 4 years now. And we have created a solution for getting tenants to change their air filters on time. And what we actually physically do is we ship directly to the tenant's front door the exact size, the number of air filters that they need to change at the time it needs to be changed. So it's showing up as this physical reminder that it needs to be changed. And what we're seeing is that over 90% of tenants are actually changing it, which blows my mind. Even though I've said the statistics so many times, it still blows my mind that you can go from having like 5 to 10% of tenants actually changing a filter to over 90% simply by generating this behavior change in tenants by having it show up at the door as a physical reminder.
I like that part.
And then, yeah, it's fantastic. But what we're seeing also is that owners love it because it lengthens the life of the HVAC system. And then the property managers also love it because, you know, it's created a solution for getting tenants to actually change it, and it also operates as a profit center for you as well.
Okay, so good. So the first question, you know, we want to dive into is kind of helping the property managers out there is how are you going to implement something like this as a management company owner? So you're looking at it thinking, okay, what do you do? Do you do monthly, quarterly, biannually? I mean, it really depends on the region. So before you even answer that, I think you can answer that kind of like all of the above. It really depends on where you're going. So what do you think?
Certainly. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It depends on the region, your climate, the market that you're in. Like if you are in Texas where the system is working really hard all the time, you're going to want to change that filter every 30 days. If you're somewhere, I think around here in Raleigh, a lot of people end up doing it every 60 days. Some do every 30 days, but a lot do every 60 days. So that's the bi-monthly frequency. And then there are places that are in like Utah, up near like in Salt Lake City. There's a lot of companies up there where they change it every 90 days. So you're looking at a quarterly frequency there.
Okay. So some of the challenges here are those filters date time stamped?
Yeah, they certainly are. And that's one of the reasons. And that's how one of the ways you're able to hold tenants accountable as a property manager. The filters, when they actually show up at the doorstep, each filter itself is stamped with an expiration date. So that whenever you as a property manager or your maintenance people are out at the house, then you can check the filter, look at that date, and see if they're actually changing it or not. And if they're not, if it's an expired filter, then you can find them. Or if you've been out there for a maintenance visit because something happened to the HVAC system, like God forbid it wouldn't turn on or something in the middle of the summer. And you go check the filter. And the filter's from like 4 months ago when they're supposed to be changing it every month. So now you know the tenant is the one who's responsible to do the tenant negligence. You find them, and then you can also actually pinpoint them for that repair bill and hold them accountable.
All right. So how do we get you the sizes? And do you cover like, I mean, let's say you got a small home with one filter versus a gigantic mansion with 8 filters. I mean, let's talk through that. So first challenge is what we got to do on our end is to get you measurements, correct? So talk us through what you think may be a best practice there for us.
Well, the good news is that it's a slow rollout for our program. So over the course of a year with new leases and renewals, you're rolling out the program. The best practice is to change your inspection process, whether it's to just add a line item to obtain filter size. Anytime you're out on the property for a maintenance visit or just a simple inspection, you're checking that filter size. So then when you have a new lease, when you do that pre-lease inspection, you're getting the filter size, or if you're doing a renewal, then whenever you're out there on the property for some other sort of inspection, it's already in your process to check that filter size. So then as the lease turns, you have that filter size on file.
Yeah, that makes sense, because one of the things that you're going to see challenges of, people are going to look at this saying, I don't want to go to 300, 400, 800, 200 homes and trying to get filter sizes. Mm-hmm. And the other part of that is we would not want to ask our owners that, because they're not going to give you accurate information. So I can see the slow roll technique working very well, to where you just slowly implement this. So the next inspection you do on your regular routine schedule, you add a line item to that inspection to say, look at the filters. Okay, so you got one 13 by 18, you got one 8 by 9 or whatever the heck the sizes are. And then you have, you know, one like this. Does it even cover like the suitcase size filters?
Yeah, you mean like the really thick ones, like the 5-inch filters?
Yeah, like the briefcase looking ones.
Yeah, they're really big ones. We have over 4,000 filter sizes that we provide. We do all custom sizes, any size you can possibly imagine. And the great benefit to that is that, you know, like your big box store, like your Home Depot, your Lowe's, they have maybe, I want to say it's maybe like 20% of all possible filter sizes. And even then, it's the most popular sizes. So we cover every single possible filter size and thickness as well, anywhere from 1 to 5 inches.
Excellent. So are you able, does that all come out at a flat price? Talk me through some of that.
Certainly. So we charge a flat rate across the board. And as you will also be collecting a flat rate from the tenant as well to make it easy. Easy's in our name for a reason. I know it's so cheesy to say, but I have to say it's like a compulsion. I have to say it. Depending on the frequency, so if you were doing a monthly frequency across your portfolio, you would be collecting $20 a month from the tenant along with rent. And then of that $20, depending on how large your company is and how many properties you manage, we have tiered pricing. We would charge you roughly 75% of that. But we also only charge you for shipments that have already previously gone out. And so at that point, you've already collected money from the tenant. So it's always cash flow positive for you.
Okay. So that's a good little revenue generating source for most mm-hmm. management companies. You're providing a very good service. You're bringing filters to the door of the tenants and then offsetting that cost with a charge to the tenant. And so there's a couple different ways I've heard of people like rolling this into other things. And one of them was a resident benefits package. And that could be nicknamed any different thing. Tenant, mm-hmm. Wooby or whatever you want to call it off the top of your head. It doesn't really matter what you call it, but essentially you're rolling in a few different services in addition to offering them filters at a monthly or quarterly basis. I would think monthly or quarterly is going to be your most prevalent, probably quarterly is probably going to be your most prevalent implementation side. So you're giving that tenant a potential charge per month, let's say X per month. I don't even want to know because the math, it really depends on how much you got to deliver the filters, right? And so you're charging the tenant for that particular package, and it could be $50 or something, for fun. I don't know, $100 if you want to, it's way too much, but you see my point. But then you're giving them benefits 1, 2, 8, 10, 15. And point number three could be, we provide you quarterly filters to your door. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what a lot of folks are doing because they're combining it in other systems. But I've also seen people do the once off. So talk to me about what you see, what you see kind of the most common implementation of this to offset the cost with the tenant.
Certainly. So best practice is and this is how most, and the reason we have best practice recommendations is because this is what we've seen is most successful with all of our partners across the board and how they have the easiest implementation, easiest rollout, most success with little to no tenant pushback. And that is to, like, let's say, is to include the filter easy cost, the fee you're collecting, that $20 or that $13 or that $10, depending on your frequency, in the advertised listing price. So if rent's $1,000, then you have the advertised listing price is $1,020. And then in the property description, you would break down that a portion of rent goes towards this utility and maintenance reduction program. That's how it's most widely implemented. That way the tenant is expecting it. And then when they come for lease signing, they're not like, hey, surprise, you're also collecting $20 from me for this program. They're expecting it because it's already been in the advertised listing mm-hmm. price.
But some of this could be offset with owner cost or management company cost. And so we could talk this a little bit. One of the considerations in implementing this is you look at this as like an owner benefit. Like, okay, I'm going to charge the owner of the property X per quarter as some sort of preventative maintenance program. Okay, you could call it something like that. Then you charge them, and in those lines, you provide filters to the property every quarter or every month, whatever you decide to do. And that way, the tenant's not necessarily paying for it, but the owner's also getting the benefits in reduced HVAC costs. And so I think that might be a good one to consider. What do you think?
So I will say that we have, in the beginning of the program, when we started with property management a couple years ago, I think like 3 years ago, is when we had several owners several property managers who tried to roll out the program as an owner pay system. I will say, to the best of my knowledge, the majority of all those people have rolled it over to a tenant pay system. And the reason for that is because the tenant is ultimately the one who is responsible for changing it. So if the tenant's paying for it, then, you know, they've got some skin in the game, so they're going to actually change it. Number two, they are seeing the indoor air quality, the better indoor air quality, as a benefit of having those filters changed regularly. And then the other thing is that because it's being changed regularly, they're seeing a 5 to 15% reduction in their heating and cooling costs. Mm-hmm. And so the cost, the benefits to the tenant end up rising above the cost of, you know, that $20 a month. Well, it also, it obviously does provide a huge benefit for the owner in the fact that it extends the life of the HVAC system, and now they're less likely to get that phone call of, hey, we got to replace your HVAC system because the tenant wasn't changing the filters. But the owners love it and see it as you saying, I really value this investment that you have, this investment of yours that I am managing, because, you know, having to replace the HVAC system is one of the most costly things in a home. And so you as a property manager can say, hey, I really do value this investment of yours, and I'm putting this program into place to protect it.
I could see this not being a good owner side. And here's why. Mm-hmm. Knowing that owners are, one, they can be super cheap and frustrating. I'll be quite frank with you on that one. The other side is they can't necessarily see the value. All they see is what? X dollars a quarter. I can't do that. I can barely afford my mortgage. Because you do get those types of landlords. And we did the same type of thing for one. I'll give you a good example. One example is we do what we call, I'm trying to think of the name. It's dinner and a movie is what we call it. So every year we go to the owners and say, okay, we're going to do a dinner and a movie package for our tenants. This is right around the holidays. We tie it into Christmas, all the Christmas cards that go out with a gift certificate to a dinner out and two movie passes to basically say thank you to the tenants for being great tenants, et cetera. So we made it a situation to where the owners would have to opt out of it. And just the cheap owners that come out of the woodwork and say, I don't want to do $57 for this whole thing because I'm super cheap. And you're like, man, you guys are Scrooges. Unbelievable. So I can totally get that program not working. I was just kind of throwing out ideas. And so the other idea I had I want to bring up is one side you could do this as maybe you want to roll it into your management fees, roll it into your management programs. Maybe you create, you know, some sort of all-inclusive plan. You know, we have three-tier pricing. You know, we have the silver, gold, platinum type mm-hmm. plan. Maybe as a benefit to the owner, you want to throw it into your highest level plan for free. And then you provide the quarterly or biannual filters to your tenants. So they make sure they change them. And maybe that's one good freebie that you could suck up inside of your management company to get people to go into a potentially higher management plan if you're doing that type of a scaling system. If not, you know, the other side is, I think the tried and true is having the tenants pay for it, implement it into some sort of package program and make it work. I mean, it really does. It's a standalone system that can work very well.
Yeah, I could see that. And I will say that, you know, I think that we do have, there is probably one or two owners, one or two PMs that end up doing this as an owner pay system. But the other way that a lot of PMs end up doing this and is also very successfully is if they have a couple other things that they're also collecting from the tenant, like you talked about some sort of amenities package for the tenants, they will lump it into the cost of filter. They will lump in the Filter Easy package along with whether it's they're collecting liability insurance or renter's insurance from the tenant as well, and say, hey, there's this one package, and then that's another way that they end up successfully implementing it and rolling it out across their portfolio. But again, I know that doesn't speak to the owner's paying.
It's all right. I mean, it's really a good way to implement it is I think the tenant side is going to be your 70, 80, 90% solution. The other mm-hmm. small percent might be either the owners pay for it, which is kind of it's like pulling teeth sometimes, or mm-hmm. the property management companies themselves, they figure out a way to pay for it. Hey everyone, I want to tell you about the upcoming conference in Atlanta, Georgia called Pulling Back the Curtain, happening this January, 2019. This is a 2-day event with day one being presentation style of an exclusive group of property management entrepreneurs, followed by day two, as small group sessions. Speakers include Dave Borden, Deb Newell, Mark Cunningham. My presentation at this event will be on closing business, discussing sales tactics that have helped us grow by adding more than one door per day for the last 2 years. Visit the propertymanagementmastermind.com site to learn more.
Property Meld is made for maintenance work automation. PropertyMeld will work to schedule, remind, verify completion, and follow up with your residents automatically while providing the best-in-class communication system for your ease of use, your vendors, and your tenants. Begin reducing maintenance coordination time and increasing tenant satisfaction today. Learn more at PropertyMeld.com.
I want you to switch gears and talk about some of the billing stuff. So how does it work to where, you know, as you slow roll this out, you get onesie twosies added in each month. I guess one question we should back up on is, what kind of platform do we go into to enter in the information? So I sign up home one today. Do I go into a website and enter in X filters? I mean, how does that work?
So one more thing before we jump to the billing and the portal. You talked about the owners. We have we do have collateral and language for your lease and EMAs if you need it, and collateral to give tenants, and then also a letter to the owners is what I was trying to remember that I wanted to tell you. We have a letter to the owners that you can send out to all your owners about how you're getting ready to implement Filter EZ and why you're doing it, the benefits to them. And I guarantee you that you will have owners write back to you saying, hey, this is great. I want to go ahead and pay for this until the lease turns. And that is one way that owners do end up paying for it for a while. Because they see the benefit there to extending the life of their HVAC system. So sorry, I wanted to make sure I said that before we moved on. But then as far as billing or the portal, which one do you want to talk about first?
Yeah, go through the portal system because, okay. I mean, as you're slow rolling this out, you have inspectors that go and look at the home on a once a year basis, for example. Where do they put that information and how does that work for the management company?
Sure. So we have an online portal, and which anyone, which will give you access to, and you'll have your own login, or anyone, your staff can also have a login. And it will house everything you can possibly want to know about your filters. There's the shipments and everything. We will bulk upload all of your property information at the beginning, and that'll all be in there, and it'll all be paused until you actually go in, change the tenant's info, like the name and email address, and put in the filter sizes, which you will have then had because you will have gotten them at inspection. And then hit activate. And so nothing actually goes out to a property until it is activated in the portal. So there's not a whole bunch of data entry on your end. It's just as the property turns, then you end up going in, changing the tenant info, and then the shipments will go out. All of the tracking for every single possible shipment lives in that portal so that if you, every once in a while, you know what, maybe someone gets the filter stolen off their porch or it gets lost in shipment somehow. You can go in if the tenant calls and says, "Hey, we didn't receive our filter." You can go in. You can actually track it to see if it actually did show up or if it didn't. Either way, any of those cases, we'll send out a new one at our cost. But everything you could possibly need to know is in your portal.
Well, that's pretty darn slick. So, how does then the billing work for the PM companies?
So, billing works in arrears. So, it's always cash flow positive for you. You will get a bill on the first of the month for any shipments that went out the previous month. And depending on your frequency, that bill will be due after you've already collected the money from the tenants along with rent each month. So let's say if you're doing a quarterly program where filters are going out every 3 months, then you will get a bill and you had, let's say you had 5 shipments go out in January. February 1st, you're going to get a bill for those 5 shipments, and that bill will be due as 45 days later because you will have collected the $10 in January, $10 in February, and $10 in March. So at that point, you'll have $30 before that bill is due for those shipments. Does that make sense?
It does make sense, yeah, because really you're cash positive at that point. You're not paying for
positive.
Something that hasn't paid you yet. So that's very good. I mean, it seems like small potatoes to a certain extent, but when you start aggregating that to a scale, you don't want to be hung out to dry for 200, 500, whatever many homes that you have doing this program, and then you're trying to collect that and pay at the same time. That could get a little weird. So very good stuff on that. So one thing I want to switch up to is, do you got any success stories that you want to talk about? And we talked about this with maybe even some different markets or different people that have different number of units and kind of how they've implemented this, and maybe a success story too would really kind of help this. Go for it.
Sure, absolutely. So first of all, we work with over hundreds of property managers across the U.S. And we definitely have 2 early adopters who I know that they're very popular names. A lot of people know them; they're household names within the property management industry. One is Andy Prof with Home River. Started several years ago when the program was very young. We first started. He started, I think, in Idaho with, I think I wrote it down somewhere. How many doors did he start with in Idaho? 3,500 doors in Idaho. And implemented it and rolled out according to our best practice recommendations. It was in the lease. It was the tenant pay. And they rolled it out over the course of a year with new leases and renewals. And whatnot. And it's been so successful. They've gotten near 100% adoption across all their single family homes. And now they're implementing it. They have been implementing it throughout all of their markets across the U.S. And then Duke Dotson from Dotson Property Management in Richmond, I think it is, in Virginia. They have been with us since the beginning as well. They started with around 3,700 homes, I think. And that's how many properties they manage. And they also rolled out according to best practices, you know, integrating the lease and a pay over the course of years with leases and renewals, and have also had wild success with it as well.
Yeah, so it's not just for the big boys. It's also for somebody that manages, you know, 50, 100 homes.
Oh, yeah.
It's still the right program for them because you don't necessarily, I don't know, I don't think you do, but you don't necessarily have these crazy pricing measures where you're getting really stuck if you have 50 homes. I mean, and it does take people time to get up to full implementation where you're, you know, you might manage 200 homes. It might take a year and a half to get to that 150 to 200 home realm just because of renewals and everything else.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we also are with you every step of the way. You have your salesperson. You've got we have our director of partner relationships who also specializes in the initial onboarding for the first several months, making sure you have everything you need as far as your lease language, your PMAs, anything you need to do to train staff that's tenant facing so that they know how to talk to tenants about the program and how to talk to it about at lease signing and whatnot, and manage any FAQs so that now you're not getting pushback. And then we have also account management as well after those first several initial months. So you've got multiple people here helping support you in any way that you need as you roll out over the course of the year and continue on with us.
Yeah, because a couple of things you got to consider is when you start rolling stuff out on a new lease agreement, you one, got to disclose it in your screening criteria. Mm-hmm. Two, you have to disclose it in your application. Three, you got to put it in your lease agreement. And then four, you have to make some sort of concessions or changes to your renewal process so mm-hmm. that anybody who wants to renew, you are going to put that into the mix of what their renewal should be expected as. Either you can or you can't. And it's one of those things that it's totally up to your market. But that's going to give you the full implementation plan for a year, 2 years, however long it's going to take you to roll over all your lease agreements. And at the end of the day, I do believe this program will save money because what's going to happen is it's making especially in South Texas where we are, it's making your air conditioning work less. Because what happens when a dirty filter gets clogged, your air conditioning has to suck up a lot more air to make it cool. So you're making it work all the time. So it's not necessarily working harder, right? It's not like all of a sudden going from 80% to 100% capacity. It's going at 80% all the time, 24 hours to cool your home. And that's what people don't realize if they have a dirty filter. And we've seen it to where even after 30, 60, 90 days, you'll go in and there'll be an inch of dust on that filter. Well, no wonder your darn system's clogged and you have problems and you call us, you know, and we've seen it a lot.
Yeah, I will say that the average homeowner, and this is a homeowner, not a tenant, will change their air filter every 6.5 months. I was actually a customer here at Filter Easy before I started working here because it was something I would never remember to do. So that's an owner. Someone actually owns a home every 6.5 months. So you can imagine a tenant who it's out of sight, out of mind. It's unfortunately, sometimes they think not my property, not my problem. And it's something that is difficult to remember to do. And so, yeah, you're talking about having that system pull air through a dirty filter. I mean, it's like imagine like a blanket over that vent and that system trying to suck air through that, because that's what a dirty, like a really dirty filter ends up looking like, because it's got so much particulate and dust and everything. And that system is working really hard. I will say that once a PM implements our program, they see on average a 30% reduction in their HVAC related maintenance calls. I mean, we've gotten reports of 50%, 60% reduction, but that's definitely on the high end. But we have gotten those reports, so it's worth noting. But on average, it's a 30% reduction in those calls. So that's more time for you and your staff to focus on other things.
That is significant. And let's not forget to take into account that probably, what do you think, 2/3 of all the lease agreements that we execute now as single family home property management company owners contain pets. Mm-hmm. So maybe 2/3, if you want to just make an easy figure, call it half. Half of the leases we execute, those folks that are moving into your homes are going to have animals, they're going to have pets. So all that pet dander, that pet hair that goes into the filters and is caught. So I could definitely see, you know, that being a useful thing for a lot of folks. And that was an interesting point you bring up about the owners. I mean, I think we're all guilty, even as homeowners, that, you know, you do forget about your filters. And it would be really nice if for some reason you could set it up for your own self to have somebody deliver it to your door every, you know, 6 months or 3 months, whatever you want scaled at. And that is your reminder. Hello, there's something on your door. And so you bring it inside and you're like, oh, what's this? It's a bunch of filters. Most people, 9 out of 10, as you mentioned, 90% are going to change when they get that filter in. You know, they want to get rid of the boxing. They want to make sure it's being done right. They're paying for it. So you might as well. I can see how that could be implemented very quickly for the tenants. It's just like a huge reminder. Hey, tenant, you know, change your filter. Here's the new filter.
Yes. And the tenant also will get an email reminder when their shipment actually goes out. So there's that additional nudge of, hey, your filter's on the way. Be on the lookout for it. And the tenants are changing it because it's physically showing up and they know there's dates on the filters. They know they're paying for it. And they know that they're going to be responsible for a bill for an HVAC repair if you go to the property and you find a dirty filter.
Have you guys figured out a way to send them a text message when the filter is delivered? Question mark?
So, not yet. We are working on the logistics possibly of that being something we put into place. There are some like other issues related to it as in getting tenants to opt in, or because if you're dealing with text messages and legal stuff, so that's the only hold up.
I get it. It's a whole new world, but I love the text messaging method because you get 80-90% read it versus email is like 15%. And so I love the emails you're sending. That's great stuff. I know there's all kinds of legal stuff around the text thing. It's kind of gotten a little ridiculous, but you know, we all get it. We don't want to get spammed via text message either. And it's not spam that you're doing. You're like, hey, Mr. Tenant, your filter has been delivered. Don't forget to change it. Love you. Bye. That's all you're really saying.
Yeah. So the good news is though, even if they're not home, as soon as they get home, they're going to see it on their porch.
Great. So this has been, you know, a fantastic lessons learned for me on this one, having a conversation with you. And you guys are around the NARPM space quite a bit. So let's talk about the easiest way to get in touch with you to make it filter easy. Go.
Oh, fantastic. Well, there's a couple different ways. You can go to contact us through our website. There is a property management tab on there. You can click through there. Since my face is here and you've got me, you can also email ruth@filtereasy.com. And then I'll get you connected to the right person, whether it's me or some other person who's an expert in your market. We are always at NARPM events, so you can always find us there as well. And then, I think that's smoke signals, maybe. That might work, you know, depending on where you are.
So are you going to put on a pizza party at the next big NARPM broker owner event? Are you going to have a pineapple pizza?
Don't give away our secrets.
Oh, I'm just wondering. I want to be there so I can have my fork ready to pick off the pineapple and eat regular pizza.
Yeah, that whole pineapple pizza thing, it's been so much fun. And the only thing, it came out of nowhere. And I don't even know like how it spawned and got to be so big. And I guess because it's just a fun thing that people can get behind and rally behind that's not serious, along with everything else that's happening in everyone's lives. But it has really been fun. I've got to meet a lot of fun people and gotten to know a lot of people through this debate. And I will say I like pizza, but I don't even eat it all that much. But I will always say that I put pineapple on my pizza like 80% of the time. So it's delicious.
we'll try and get you some psychiatric help as soon as possible for that. All right. Well, Ruth, I really appreciate you coming on. Thank you so much. Take care.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity. It was great chatting with you.
Choose Seacoast Commerce Bank as your property management bank of choice. Seacoast Commerce Bank specializes in trust accounts and business banking for property managers. One of their best features is a cash analysis program where they can assist in paying your property management related invoices. Contact Allison at 619-988-6708 to learn more. And be sure to listen to the Property Management Mastermind Podcast, episode number 26, about Seacoast Commerce Bank.
This has been a podcast episode by PropertyManagementProductions.com. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast, leave us feedback, and come back for our next episode.